Saturday. If I stop for breakfast, I'll be late for work. Listen, Jay, what have I told you about eating a good breakfast?
But I'm late for a meeting with a very important client, Mr. Spenwell, and he's one tough customer.
So am I. Eat!
Hi, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Elroy, you're not going anywhere. You haven't had your breakfast.
We're having a polo contest at school, and I can't be weighted down.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry I'm late for breakfast, but I have to get down to the mall. There's a big sale today, and why, I'm late already.
Me too.
Judy, breakfast is ready.
No, thanks. I'm in a rush, too. Judy calling Di-Di. Come in, Di-Di Diary.
I was wondering when you'd call.
Oh, Di-Di, I have so much to tell you.
So what crisis is it this time? A broken nail, split end?
Oh, it's Rocky Retro. He's a hunk.
A hunk of what?
He's just the dreamiest new transfer student in my fitness class, and I decided to let him be my boyfriend. Ta-ta, Di-Di.
This Rocky Retro sounds like a hunk, all right. And for Judy, that usually means a hunk of trouble.
If I calculate the exact time, location, angle, and speed of approach, I can accidentally run into Rocky Retro.
Take one giant step for mankind, and two little steps backward, and turn around.
Oh, I'm so sorry for accidentally running into you. I don't believe we've met.
I'm Rocky Retro. I'm new in school.
What do you know? I'm old in school. Would you like me to show you around?
Sure. That'd be... Wow.
Gee, I'm glad to hear the idea excites you.
Yeah, and that's some paint job.
Oh, maybe a little powder would help.
I can't believe my eyes. What a beauty.
Why, Rocky, that's so sweet of you.
If you'll excuse me, what a car!
Car? You want a ride?
Let's jet!
Toodle, toodle!
Ooh-ee. Would you believe it? He fell for a new car!
You're just gonna let creepy Marcia steal your boyfriend?
In the first place, I never had him. In the second place, I don't want him!
And in the third place, you're gonna ask your father for a new car.
Oh, you know me so well.
You say you want me to buy you a brand new car, Judy dear?
Please, Daddy dearest.
I have only four words to say to the greatest daughter in the galaxy. Anything for my moon muffin.
Oh, Daddy! It's a piece of cake.
Judy, I have only four words to say to you. No, no, and no!
Why not, George? Judy's old enough to have her own car.
Old enough? Why, when I was Judy's age, I had to...
walk 10 miles to school through asteroid storms, no less.
If Judy wants a car, she can do what I did. Get a job and buy yourself one.
A job? But I have some big tests coming up. I have to study. Who has time for a job?
Judy, the first thing to learn in life is... if you want something bad enough, you just have to work for it.
Did you mention work, Mr. J? I have plenty of work to do in the kitchen. You can help me with the dishes.
Daddy's right. If I don't have time to get a job, I'll just make time. I'm kind of looking for a job.
A job? Well, you've come to the right place. What kind of a job?
Gee, I never really thought about it.
Then I have the perfect thing for you. My asset projection bonnet. Now, all you have to do is think of something you're interested in. And the bonnet will project it right up on this screen. Start thinking.
Okay.
You're in the wrong place, sweetie. You want computer dating down the hall.
No. I really want a job.
Well, in order to get you a job, I have to know what you're interested in. For instance, I've got a job here for someone who likes to make people happy.
That's for me. I love to make people happy.
Then report to the Cosmic Cuckoo. It's a dry drive-thru burger joint out on one of the smaller asteroids.
Sounds great.
Great? It's cuckoo. They pay minimum wage in all the Orion onion rings you can eat.
Only minimum wage? Oh, I'm afraid that just won't be enough.
Expensive taste, huh? What else are you interested in?
I like working with my hands.
There's an opening with the Skyway Construction Corps.
I'll take it. That's two jobs. Excuse me, but I wonder if you might have a listing for just one more job?
Animals? You know anything about animals?
My family has a dog.
Good enough. You start tomorrow as a designer dog walker.
Great. Move over, Marcia. I'm on my way.
Hey, where are you off to in such a hurry?
Oh, I'm a working girl now, Mom. I took Daddy's advice.
But what about school? Don't you have the big test coming up soon?
Oh, that. I'll study between shifts. See, using my new advanced digitally-based microprocessing organizer, I know exactly what I have to do, when I have to do it, and what I should wear. So there's nothing to worry about.
Except being late.
Right. Don't want to keep my customers waiting. Bye, Mom. On Meteor, on Comet, on Neutron, on Blitzer. Blitzer? How'd you get in there? I hope my other jobs are this easy. Don't worry, guys. It's only a cat. A cat?
Okay, where's the new guy?
Here, sir.
What was that funny squeaky noise?
Maybe it was a baby.
It was me, sir.
You got a name?
Judy, sir.
That sounds like a girl's name.
I am a girl.
Oh, a girl. I'm working with a girl. Here, you can use my best white gloves.
Bruno is a romantic.
Oh, shucks.
I only have a couple of jobs left. The first is holding up the sign to stop traffic.
I'll hold the sign for the little lady. No point making her work too hard on a first day.
Okay, the second job is breaking up concrete with this 110-pound jackhammer. Here you go, Bob.
I never said I was willing to travel.
Be sluggish, Miss Jetson. Are you ready for your first customer?
I'm ready, Mr. Zip.
Much better, Miss Jetson. Zip, zip, zip.
Welcome to the Cosmic Cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo. May I take your order, please?
100 cuckoo burgers, 50 cluck shakes, and 40 chirp chirp fries.
100 cuckoo burgers, 50 cluck shakes, and 40 chirp chirp fries. Coming right up.
Hey, I wanted this to go.
No problem, sir. Thank you for stopping at the Cosmic Cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Welcome to the Cosmic Cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
We'll have 4 cuckoo burgers, 5 cluck cluck shakes, and... Ooh! Look, Rocky, the Cosmic Cuckoo is Judy.
Oh, hi, Marcia. Hi, Rocky.
What gift, Judy Jetson? Planning to fly south for the winter?
At least I won't be flying on a broomstick.
Hey, Marcia, go easy on Judy. She's a working girl.
See you later, Judy. Squawk, squawk.
Jetson, I want to congratulate you on doing such a fine job.
Does that mean I get a rest break soon?
No, you're going to work straight through the dusk to dawn shift. Now remember, keep up the good work. Zip, zip, zip.
This job is cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Hi and goodbye, Jane. No time for breakfast.
time for dressing either.
Oh, I guess I need an order dresser that can keep up with me.
But, morning.
How was your first day on the job, honey?
Great. Daddy, you were right. Anything worth having is worth working for.
As head of this family, I'm proud of you, Judy.
If you're wearing the pants in this family, Mr. J, you better put them on.
Thanks, Rosie. Matter of fact, I'm proud of each one of you. I can't wait to introduce you all to Mr. Spendwell.
Mr. Spacely's new client?
His richest client. Spendwell thrives on good, solid, hard-working families like this one. Why, when he meets the Jetsons, I'll better get a raise.
Uh-oh. According to my microprocessor organizer, I have exactly 15 minutes to get to gym class. That means if I want to squeeze in a little studying for my big test tomorrow, I'm going to have to skip breakfast. Bye!
You know, that girl's becoming more like her father every day.
Oh, I hope not.
Hi, Judy. I said, hi, Judy. Judy, I hope Marcia didn't hurt your feelings last night. I, for one, wouldn't want to see you fly south for the winter. Hey, a guy can take a hint.
Hi, Mom. Judy, you look pretty chipper for somebody working three jobs and going to school.
Oh, I'm young, Mom. It's no problem.
What did you say, dear?
I said it was no problem, Mom. I'll have enough money for my Monserrati in no time.
What about your two big tests tomorrow?
I'll study astromathematics between my Skyway and Cosmic Cuckoo job, and then I'll brush up on my cyborg biology while I walk the dog.
Judy, where do you get your energy?
Oh, Mom, it's easy. I just have to hold down three jobs, study seven subjects, and cut out little things like... sleep.
Judy, 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 wake up! I can't understand why she's so tired. I used to walk 10 miles through asteroid storms.
You just have to know how to get her attention. Judy, dear, there's a big shoe sale today at Laser's department store.
A shoe sale? Oh, just let me sleep a little longer.
Oh, dear, this is serious.
Is this Judy Jackson's place of residence, sweetie?
She's resting right now.
No lying down on the job, Judy Jetson. We've got to get this girl on her feet. She's the star of my agency. My reputation as a job bot is on the line. All three of your employers called and want you to come right to work. Can you be in three places at once?
Let her sleep, you computer-enhanced vacuum cleaner.
I beg your...
You heard me. Judy needs to rest.
But I...
So sorry you have to be going.
Please.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
See if I ever find you a job.
Way to go, Rosie. George Jetson, you and your asteroid storms have talked Judy into working around the clock.
I was just trying to get her to do her best.
Well, she has some tests coming up, and in order for her to do her best, we're going to have to do our best for her.
What are you talking about?
How good are you at bird calls?
Oh, no. No way. I'm not working at that Cosmic Cuckoo, and that's final. Welcome to the Cosmic Cuckoo, Cuckoo, Cuckoo.
Mrs. Jetson, you're almost as good as your daughter.
Thank you very much.
I just can't understand where George Jetson could be, Mr. Spendwell. He's one of my most responsible men.
I should hope so, Spacely. I only work with good, solid, reliable men. No nonsense type.
Oh, Jetson has no sense at all. He's all no nonsense.
Then I look forward to meeting him and his family.
And a wonderful family they are, too. Jane? Jane Jetson?
Why, this is the woman.
woman in this picture, George Jetson's wife.
Yes, well, some women stay home playing bridge, and some are out building them.
Yes, and some firms get business, and some firms lose it.
I want 100 Kookaburgers, 50 club shakes, and 40 orders of Chirp Chirp fries.
Coming right up, sir. I don't know why Judy's so tired. This job is a snap.
Hey, Bird Brain, you forgot one club shake.
No problem, sir. I'll be back in a jiffy. Yeah! Here's your shake, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I'll have this thing mastered in no time. One, two, three, four.
I know just the thing to take your mind off that little incident, Spenwell. A little snack.
Well, maybe.
Welcome to the Cosmic Cuckoo, Cuckoo, Cuckoo.
Jetson, what are you doing here?
Oh, taking your order, sir. How about a double cuckoo burger?
You're a double cuckoo burger, Jetson.
That's Jetson, the solid, reliable family man you were talking about?
I'll come to the office and explain everything when I go on my beat. I mean break, Mr. Spenwell.
Speaking of breaks, Spacely, I'm breaking my contract with Spacely's Profits.
Jetson, you'll be hearing from me.
Judy J! Sorry, you've been failing everything lately, including your exam.
Who said I failed?
What else? Working three jobs, trying to study, and worrying about Rocky and me.
My family helped out, and I was worrying so much about you and Rocky, I got two A's.
Well, watch this. I'll show you something that's an A plus.
Hi, Rocky!
Marcia, watch out! Wow! That was some catch! How'd you get so strong?
Well, I have been working after school with a 100-pound air hammer.
Big deal!
Now I've got 100 pounds of hot air.
You're really something, Judy. Smart, athletic, hardworking, and you're beautiful.
You forgot something. I'm also happy.
Oh!
How was your day, dear?
Terrible, awful, hideous, horrendous. Have I mentioned how bad it was?
Well, you've done a very nice thing for your daughter, George. You should be proud of yourself.
Proud of myself? I ruined everything with Spenwell. I don't think Mr. Spacely will ever forgive me. What else could possibly go wrong?
Mom, are there any extra snacks in the kitchen?
Why do you need extra snacks, Elroy? You just ate.
I have some hungry friends outside, Mom. I hope you don't mind, but I brought Judy's work home with me.
Goodbye, Rocky. See you tomorrow.
Judy, we have to talk.
Yes, Daddy?
Since you started working, I've never been more miserable in my life. I've decided to get things back to normal around here and buy you a space car. Used?
Oh, thanks, Daddy, but I don't need one anymore.
You don't?
No. Rocky and I are going to jog to school every day. Thanks anyway, though.
Well, what do you know? I get out of this mess without having to spend a dime.
Honey, before you jump to any conclusions, maybe you should listen to your visiphone messages.
Jetson, you're fired! It's a good thing I saved the dime. We're gonna need it.
George, cancel that last message. Mr. Spenwell wants you for a new advertising campaign. He loves you in that chicken costume.
I should have stayed fired.